Alrighty, welcome back to the Elijah Way. This is episode 5 of season 1. And yeah, we're coming back live to you. Enjoy the show. Alrighty, welcome back. I wanted to dive into the Elijah Way real fast with TV shows as the first topic of today's podcast. So, the first TV show that I wanted to go over and talk to you guys about is it's called Outer Banks, and it's actually on Netflix. I believe Netflix produced it. It has 3 seasons right now, and it's on its way to its 4th season. But yeah, the show is really, really good. It's, I don't know, like the aesthetic, the visuals, the cinematography, the characters. Like the plots, the twists, like everything that you need in the show, it's really in the show. And I just highly recommend it. I don't really want to spoil it too much, but it is about like a treasure hunt, and it has something to do with this big treasure called the Royal Merchant. And all these characters are getting their hands or getting involved with that, and it leads to so many twists and turns throughout this show, and I really think you're gonna like it if you like shows like that. I do want to introduce the Pogues. It was JJ, Polk, Kia, John B, and then eventually Sarah. And yeah, because Outer Banks is a really good show. And if you like binging shows, and I think this Netflix show might be your best bet. But yeah, go check out Outer Banks right now. Their 4th season airs this year, but yeah, each season has 8 episodes, and if you're looking to watch something like that, go check it out. Alrighty, so sticking with the TV shows category, the next show that I have that we can talk about is the Avatar show, the Avatar: The Last Airbender show. Now, this show just previously came out, and I just recently watched it, and I just wanted to share my take on it because I am a huge avid fan of the cartoon of that Avatar show, and I think it was like that show was like probably one of the greatest childhood shows that you can ever like see. And if you haven't like really seen that show and all the arcs in it, I highly recommend going watching. But yeah, with this new show, it's kind of like, it's new, it's refreshing, it's like satisfying just to see like that, like the stories of the Avatar: The Last Airbender, like coming back into like 2024 time. Just like really cool and interesting just to see. The reviews that I'm really seeing for it, it didn't really go the greatest. I think it was kind of, I think I was seeing some reviews of like 5 out of 10 or like 4 out of 10. And like, I don't know if like I agree, but like I don't agree, because it's like some of the actual like show like resemblances that they had, it was really cool to see, but it was like some of the stuff like they were kind of like leaving out, which I can understand too, because it's like you're trying to force like 30 minute like episodes into 8 episodes, which because it aired on Netflix, so it's like it's kind of like I knew like certain stuff wasn't going to make it, but it was like, okay, we could have wrote it better to like spun it in a different way, or you know, it was just some weird like innuendos going on throughout the show. Now, what I would say that this show is really like, it's better than that last Airbender movie that we got from M. Night. I don't even really want to talk about that one because that movie was so garbage. But like, when I mean like it was better in the aspect of like the bending was like 10 times better, like the visuals of the bending, like it wasn't like just coming out of like it had to be near them, like that's kind of how the bending was in the other movie, but like, it was actually like real, it looked real, and their CGI or the effects that they had, it was really just cool just to see. I am interested though to see, because like I have been seeing the reviews and really like skeptical and really anxious to see if they're gonna have a season two. But I think it should have a season two just because, like I said, like they had to get through the first season of it just to, you know, kind of create it back to make sure it's like, you know, reestablished in our time of the world now. But it's like, it's just going to be real interesting to see like how season two and then season three kind of play out, because I think in the show Avatar Last Airbender, that's when those like the arcs really like popped off in like book two and book three. So it's going to be really like interesting to see. The rating that I will give this show actually is a rating of 7 out of 10. I give it 7 out of 10 just because, I don't know, it's just good to see Avatar back in our time. And I think it's going to blend really well. And I think it's going to mold and actually capture more people as it keeps going. So if you haven't seen the Avatar show, go tap into it. It's on Netflix and it just aired, I want to say like last week. But yeah, it's a pretty good show. Go check it out. Alrighty, so we're going on to the next show that I want to talk to you guys about. This show is actually called The Challenge. For my Challenge fans out there, tap into the podcast. I definitely love talking about The Challenge and reviewing it and going over it. I would say with this last season though, was it Challenge 39? I have a lot to say about this season. But the winner, or the supposed winner, was Emmanuel. But I'm going to give time for my podcast and actually shout out the real winner, which is Nerys, actually. Nerys killed this season. Like, I don't really care what nobody really says. Like, she really killed this season. And I honestly felt like she should have won this. But it's all good. Congrats to Emmanuel, but it's just like Nerys, like had the storyline, had the man, like she killed it this season, and that was really like the only really good thing to come from this season, because like everyone that was in the final didn't really have like strong cases to win. Like I don't even want to go over there. Like I just kind of want to go over the people that kind of went home before the final. Like Zaza and Horacio and Kylan. I feel like either one of them like can replace anybody in the final, and like, and it just would have been better. I'm really, really, really looking forward to the next challenge season. I believe it's either the Challenge 40 or the All-Star season. I'm really interested in the All-Star one, though, because I think that season is going to be really good. And I think it might start to bring the challenge back a little bit more. But as far as, like, on this season goes, I just got to give a shout-out to Nerese. Congrats. She's my winner in my book. Some additional shows that I did want to, like, bring up. Traitors. If you haven't seen Traitors, it comes on Peacock. It's a really good show. Like, strategy-wise, reality-wise, it's really entertaining. And you really have to figure out who the traitors are. And it's a really good show. I'm going to talk more about it on my next episode of the podcast. But I just wanted to give an honorable mention to that show, because it's really entertaining, and I gotta catch up on it. So we'll be back with the Traitors, and then right after this we will be going into NBA talk. Alrighty, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Elijah Way, and let's keep it going with some NBA talk. I did want to go over the NBA, and I wanted to start off with the East and the West standings. So let's start. At number one, we got the Boston Celtics with a 45-12 record. Boston Celtics have been dominating this season. And with the addition of Porzingis and then Jaylen Brown getting his money, I think the Celtics really going to try to push it and make a strong case this year. They got all the tools, they got all the coaching, they got all what they need. And I think the Celtics can make some noise this year. At number two, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers with a 37-19 record. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland they've been on a tear this year, and better watch out for the Cavs, because they're definitely trying to make some noise. Coming in at number three, we got the Milwaukee Bucks with a 37-21 record. I think it's safe to say that the first three spots in the East might be solidified. The Bucks are two games behind the Cavs, and I believe like almost 10 games behind the Celtics. So I don't really think the Bucks are going to catch that one spot. They might have a chance to catch the two, but we shall see. With them, they've been kind of struggling lately. I would have thought like they would have been like extremely better, because they got Dame and Giannis. But I guess in the playoffs, we shall see. At number four, you got the New York Knicks, 34-23 record. Knicks been pretty good. I think they definitely might have something to prove in the playoffs this season as well, because last season wasn't really the best showcasing for them. So we shall see. At number five, we got the 76ers. My only thing with the 76ers is when is Joel Embiid gonna come back? And without him, I don't really see them getting far. So we shall see. I have at number six the Indiana Pacers with a 33-25 record. I really like the Pacers. I think the Pacers, they might make some noise in the playoffs, and I think definitely they might shock a few people. At number seven, we got the Miami Heat with a 31-25 record. Can't count the Heat out, especially after what they did last year as a low seed, coming all the way as a low seed to actually come back and actually like make the championship is kind of crazy. At number eight, we got the Orlando Magic coming in with a 32-26 record. At number nine, we got the Chicago Bulls And then at number 10, we got the Atlanta Hawks. Now, this Eastern Conference is looking pretty tough. It's very guard heavy, and a very lot of hungry teams that's trying to get a ring and they want to make the finals. And what I think, so I have three predictions. Who do I think coming out of the East? And then I have two sleeper teams. So who do I think coming out of the East is the Boston Celtics, just because they've had the best record all year. They have the best record in basketball right now. And it just looks like it's lined up for the Boston Celtics to win. My two sleeper teams though coming out of the East, I'm gonna have to say the Indiana Pacers. I really like the addition of them getting Pascal Siakam. Tyrese Halliburton is just, he's just cold, bro. you can't doubt that man. And then my other team that I wanted to shout out and say that they were a super team was the New York Knicks. And shout out to my man, Dante DiVincenzo, because he was on the Warriors last year. And I messaged with Dante DiVincenzo. But I think the Knicks, they got a good team. And like I said, like they might be trying to make a push, especially after last year, because they ended up getting to the second round last year. So hopefully they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals at least, or try to make that push to the finals. But those are my East predictions. Now let's go on to the West. Alrighty, so what's going on in the Western Conference? At number one, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves with a 43-19 record. And then coming in at number two, we got the OKC Thunder with a 42-19 record. And then at number three, you got the Denver Nuggets at 42-19 as well. So like the first three spots are like currently occupied by like these top three teams, and it's like all like a three-way tie, which is kind of interesting, like going into the playoff run. At number four, you got the LA Clippers at 39-21. Then literally through 5 through 10, it's literally like separated between like a game or two. So at number five, you got the Pelicans with 36-25. Then the Suns with 35-26. And then you got the Kings at 34-26. Sorry. And then the Dallas Mavericks at 34-27. So those will be all the teams that would essentially make the playoffs. So 9 and 10, it's the Lakers and then the Warriors. So those will be like the play-in spots right now. It'd be the Kings and the Mavericks and then the Lakers and the Warriors. Which I think either the Lakers or the Warriors are going to move up to one of those spots. Because I think the Suns and maybe the Kings might be free-falling and might drop into the play-in game. So we shall see, because the Western Conference has definitely been a tough like conference this year. And you just don't know really like who has the upper hand, because all the records are like so close together. So that's what makes it like real cool about the Western Conference this year, because it's a lot of competition this year, and I think it's gonna be like fun to watch. So that is all for the NBA talk today. I did want to go over and say that my pick from the West would probably have to be the Warriors. If they don't end up getting it done, I would say my sleeper team would definitely be, I'm gonna go with the Dallas Mavericks. But so that is all for NBA talk today. And then I hope you guys continue to listen to the episodes and expect more to come. Alrighty, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Elijah Way. More episodes are coming to you Tuesdays every noon. So tap in and get accustomed with Elijah Way. See you guys later.